So you said sixth grade education.
Yeah.
You've got two children. You got out of this, out of the Children of God deal. So what is that like? Was it, you know, when you decided you wanted to be an author, and you know, people, you know, your friends and stuff probably know this kind of stuff about you. Was there doubts? Was there stereotypes? Was there, you know, was there obstacles? Because I mean, all of us have obstacles to overcome when we start our job and our career and just life in general. Were there things that had to be dealt with for that?
Well, clearly the whole education thing was a little bit of a problem. But
okay.
You know, when I first decided to write a book, a fiction book, I didn't do it going, oh, I want to be an author or I want to get published.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, we were very deprived for entertainment. We didn't have books from the outside world. We didn't listen to outside music. We weren't really allowed fiction in any format. I had gotten a taste of it up until I was 12 because I attended public school sporadically, which is where my sixth grade education came from. And, you know, I discovered Nancy Drew and Trixie Belden and the Hardy Boys, and, you know, the staple of your average sixth grader. But that all changed, and we weren't allowed access to that anymore. We're so bored and so mentally deprived. And so I started making up stories when I was 13. And I would tell them to the other commune children. We spend a lot of time in the backs of vans being transported from place to place so that we could go out on the streets and beg and so on and so forth. And so I would fill those hours just making up stories. And then when I was about, I think I was 14, I started writing them down. And when I was 15, they got discovered and got in such big trouble.
It was
quite horrific. My stuff all got confiscated and burned, and they told me don't ever write fiction again. So when you flash forward to when I'm finally out and I'm a mother and I'm at home with my kids and I've discovered Robert Ludlum and how fantastic this fiction is and everything, and I decide to write a book, it came from a place of I'm going to do this because I wanted to and they wouldn't let me, and I want to write about Africa. And it was like that. It wasn't a case of, oh, I'm going to become a novelist. I didn't know enough about writing or I had no idea what it took to actually get a book printed or published or anything like that. So the original motive for doing it was just to do it, just to say that I had done it and just kind of thumb my nose at them. But then gradually, over time, as I started learning how to do it, I had bought writing books. The Gotham Writers Workshop was sort of my Bible that I just kept going back to try and figure out what I was supposed to do in creating these stories. And, you know, I've had people at book signings say to me, oh, you know, I've read this book and you say you have a sixth grade education, but I just don't believe it. And I'm like, well, if you read my first drafts, you would.
Okay.
It's you know, the finished product, it was a process, and I learned how to write while I was writing The Informationist. And it wasn't until I was about halfway, maybe a little more than halfway through, that I finally started to find my stride and find my voice and my style of writing. And I had to go back and rewrite so much because as I kept growing and learning and improving, the earlier portions just didn't match anymore. So there was that. But once I sort of had something solid under my belt, I was like, well, I'm going to see what it takes to get published. And I didn't have a lot of fanciful ideas. You know, one of the things that I come across often now is people have the idea that authors are famous or that they make so much money. And I did not have that in my head. And I started researching the publishing industry even before The Informationist was ever finished to try and get an idea of what one needs to do to get published. So by the time The Informationist was finished, I knew what I needed to do next. And it wasn't like a scrambling to try and figure it out. So typed the end and got it as good as I could get it and went right into searching for an agent.